program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. Remember those halcyon times just before Inauguration Day 2001? Even then I could smell something rotten in the air coming up on us, but oh, I had no idea.
Is it true what it says? As description, yes. The program it sets forth as nonsense. The secret accumulation of knowledge, a gradual spread of enlightenment, ultimately a proletarian rebellion, the overthrow of the party. You foresaw yourself that that was what it would say. It is all nonsense. The proletarians will never revolt, not in 1,000 years or 1,000,000. They cannot. I do not have to tell you the reason. You know it already.
Aww. Next on the agenda is the Citizens Committee on Moral Hygiene.
Aww. I'm here to share my moral outrage. But this time it's not about that giant inflatable Dos Equis bottle. It's about a certain house in our town.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with this house? Is it the plumbing?
No. It's a house of ill fame. A house of loose ethics.
Is there a building code violation? A drainage issue? A surveying error?
The house is perfectly fine.
Well, then quit bad-mouthing the house.
Yeah, leave the house alone.
Oh, Jesus, what's inside the house that's disgraceful? Drinking, gambling, and debauchery. It's right under our noses. A secret house.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
People, this is an issue that we as a town are strong enough to ignore. Let us give no more scrutiny to this bawdy house and its small clientele of loyal perverts.
Oh, I'm afraid this problem goes far beyond Eugene and Rusty.
I don't mean to sound harsh, unkind, or unloving, because a man in that position does need sympathy, love, and help. But you cannot support something that comes through a violation of God's law and brings the judgment on himself. And one newspaper editor in Atlanta went so far as to say, listen to this, listen.
Oh, there's no justice like angry mob justice.
I'm going to burn all the historic memorabilia.
I'm going to take me home a toilet.
Here's the PWT.
Another day, another depravity.
Yeah, about time you got up.
How long have I been asleep?
Long enough for the religious right to take over the country in a bloody coup.
No, really. Really, how long?
Really?
You're kidding me.
Turn on the TV and see for yourself, you doubting dumbass.
Not that it's a sin, you know, to eat meat, but if you're going to cause him to stumble. Now, Bob said, if you cannot conform, then you should pray about moving to another group.
Conform, conform, I really must conform. To think that I should be myself would cause me alarm.
Conform, conform, I really must conform. To think that I should be myself would cause me alarm.
Conform, conform, I really must conform. To think that I should be myself would cause me alarm.
Conformity is that the life we live is not our own.
It's gotta make us
I say plenty, but who listens to me? Saturating the airwaves with this stuff. Yeah, and there's a passel of them out front, too. Take a look. Oh, jeez Louise, where'd they come from?
Hell, I don't know. From the looks of them, probably Branson. They've been out there all week while you were asleep. Apparently they're getting a little concerned about what we're doing to the country's moral fiber.
Hey, I need that fiber to have regular BM.
Well, yeah, baby, now that the worm has turned, there's gonna be plenty of reasons to crap. I mean, we're gonna have to dress to repress,
huh?
So what do you think? The brown shirt with the white hood?
Oh, it's you. Especially the goose bumping.
Goose-stepping?
Well, whatever.
Hey, it's a new day, a dawning sugar plum. I mean, what's the best thing you can say about our new chief executive?
That he's not a mean drunk anymore.
Mm-hmm, bingo. Oh, but the rest of them still are.
Yeah.
And you've been running this show like it's a damn welcome wagon, Flues. Have you forgotten that the Church of the Subgenius is supposed to be a hate religion? And now that some of that hate is getting focused back on us from the other side, we damn sure better hone our edge. Because the other side's doing a lot of saber rattling.
Oh, but I hate edge honing.
We gotta put your nose to the Bob Slacktime Funhouse Grindstone.
Why is it always me?
The girl knows too much.
I am the voice of reason, welcoming you to an audio ride through the wonderful world of the Christian Coalition, the Religious Right. The Assemblies of God Church are paramount in this movement. What do we really have to fear from an organization of loving Christians who assure us that they do not preach hatred or violence? Nothing, as long as you obey and do not question them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
God wants all of his soldiers to obey him.
If I do, will I like it?
Tell him, everybody.
You like the Bible. You like the Bible if you read it and you do it.
Read it.
Read it and you do it.
Do it.
You like the Bible. You like the Bible if you read it and you do it.
If you read it and you do it.
When you're reading through it.
When you're reading through it, if you
read
it and you do it, obey what you have heard, be a doer of the word, and you'll like the Bible. Present kazoos! Yes! Good!
It ended up, here comes a candle to light you to bed, here comes a chopper to chop off your head. It was a kind of dance. They held out their arms for you to pass under, and when they came to Here Comes a Chopper to Chop Off Your Head, they brought their arms down and caught you. It was just names of churches. All the London churches were in it. All the principal ones, that is.
What are we going to add into the day? Why did we not take that part literally?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. He didn't say.
What am I going to do about it?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Somehow you people in our churches need to experience spiritual revelation. We need it. I tell you, we sat back and we looked at the world.
We blew our guns out of William just when he's taken to the day, and he said that he believes that the marble walls of the church have sent as many people to hell as has the biggest heresy.
And
Brother, we close ourselves off from the world. We take it, we wind our hands, we shave our hands, and we point our long, pious fingers, and we say, look at those old dirty hippies, look at those old dirty people, but we don't win them to Jesus.
A revolution with roots in stealth religion is no less deadly. These comments were made before a group of identity patriots, that is, Christian militia, in Branson, Missouri.
What do you think of Hitler?
Read me.
It's a right-wing roundup time. Now close your ranks, everybody bow. Bow to the big money interest group. Save your country, send a little loot. Swing into the right and avoid the middle. Fun to dance, hell, we own the fiddle. Here we go. Hey, hey, what a fun occasion. Life is great when you're Caucasian. Your credit's good, feeling fine. Hey, it's a right-wing roundup time.
Hey there, honey. I couldn't help but notice that swell Operation Rescue charm bracelet of yours. What that? That's my NRA tie tag. That's a genuine hollow point. Hey, you want to hear something funny? Listen.
Now listen to the rap tune, make a face. That's not music, that's a disgrace. Gangster rappers are doing big biz. Your kids run around yelling, whoop, there it is. My God, look at these pictures. That's a parakeet. Hey, cut those funds and do-si-do. NEA has got to go. Is it art or is it messy? We don't know. Check with Jesse.
Helms, that is.
Hey, hey, we're right on track. One step forward and eight steps back. Swing your partner, make her smile. Ram her on the ass, but packed with style.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is more fun than issuing a subpoena. What do you think? Maybe you and I could introduce a little motion into the chambers later on there.
Now see that boy that's dancing there in the army suit and the nice short hair. He might dance just a little too well. Better send him home, don't ask, don't tell. Now everybody ready? Swing way to the right. Now swing it to the right and take a position. Form that Christian coalition. Thank Pat Robertson for redemption. Praise the Lord for the tax exemption. Now all join hands and block the clinic. Now block that clinic with a great big shout. Hand those gory little pictures out. Join the militia in your town. Party in your bunker underground.
What say you and I go play a little game of hide the amendment there, baby? What, you want to hear it again?
Now this dance is almost done. We might have had a little bit too much fun. So pee in the bottle if you don't mind. We've had a right-wing roundup time. Now promenade home and lock your doors.
Yeah, that's it, honey. Just make that little loose swim.
Pat Robertson will destroy anyone who stands in his way. Here he tells the viewers of the 700 Club that it is the godly thing to do to kill your enemies and gives biblical authority for so doing. Also supporting the concept of violence on the by the radical religious right is such as the Oklahoma City and the abortion clinic deaths, is the fundamentalist idea of pre-predatory prayer, that is, calling God's power down to execute his judgment on someone that has disobeyed his commands. This killing may have a little help from the mortal Christian Coalition people.
They were serving idols. They say they were offering their children up and they were forsaking God. Now, you say, God told the Israelites to kill them all, men, women, and children, to destroy them. And that seems to be a terrible thing to do. Is it or isn't it? Well, let us assume that there were 2,000 of them or 10,000 of them living in the land or whatever number. I don't have the exact number, but pick a number. And God said, kill them all. Well, that would seem hard, wouldn't it? But that would be 10,000 people who probably would go to hell. But if they stayed and reproduced in 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 100 more years, there could conceivably be 10,000 would go to 100, 100,000 conceivably could go to 1,000,000, and then there would be 1,000,000 people who would have to spend eternity in hell. And it's far more merciful to take away a few than to see in the future, 100 years down the road, and say, well, I'll have to take away 1,000,000 people that will be forever apart from God because the abomination is there. It's like a contagion. God saw that there was no cure for it. It wasn't going to change. Their hearts weren't going to change. And all they would do would be to cause trouble for the Israelites and pull the Israelites away from God and prevent the truth of God from reaching the earth. And so God in love, and that was a loving thing, took away a small number that he might not have to take away a large number. Now, that's a long answer, but I think that's closer to it. Isn't it?
Should I shoot him gangland style or execution style?
Listen to your heart.
That is persecution. That is persecution. 50 million is a low number for those martyred during the Dark Ages. Gallows, at the stake, by the sword, privation, dungeon, and tortures too horrible to be mentioned.
If you don't want to fall in line with this false system of worship, you're going to run into serious problem. In fact, the government is going to kill you, just like it happened in the Dark Ages. You say, Peter, really, the government? Yes, just like in the Dark Ages, the Roman Catholic papal system gained so much prominency, influence with world leaders, that if you touch the church, you really touch the government. And if you didn't go along with them, in fact, during the Arian controversy, between 50 and 100 million people were killed. Can it really happen again? Can it really, really happen again?
The weapons of our warfare are not education, they are not abilities or talents, they are not knowledge, it is not many things that we think. The Bible says are not carnal, but mighty, mighty, mighty. The devil would tell you they're nothing. The devil would tell you they're insignificant, but your weapons are mighty, mighty through God.
Listen to your heart.
Well, Pastor Luke, you know how important it is that Christians become involved in politics today. The world is just falling apart around us, and we need to do something about it.
I know. The politics is being gained from us. Governments and nations can pass away. We must remember, God is in control.
But Pastor Luke, how can we save souls when the unsaved are in authority? God is taken out of government when the unborn are being killed by numbers you can't comprehend.
My boy, I know you have a heart for the hurting of this world, but here's their politics.
I'm going to be talking to you in the next few minutes not only about the current moral situation, but how you're supposed to think about it the right way and how God wants you to respond to let something effective happen in the nation. All right, now that's my introduction. I went fast because I want you to see it quickly, and I want you to stay with me. And the greatest, 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 greatest thing I'm praying for right now is that God is going to penetrate you like you have never been penetrated in your life. That God is going to grip you, shake you, challenge you, and that God's Spirit is going to clutch at your heart right now.
Hey, Jehovah, watch the hands.
You look at the moral map of America, there is a heavy haze of humanism hanging all over our moral map right now. It is hard to see. It is hazy, foggy, unclear. You can't see straight in America because of the heavy haze of humanism hanging all over the moral map of the country.
Well, that's life in the 21st century for you. We just have to learn to accept it.
Come on, everyone, join the fun. We've got thinking on the run. The earth is circled by the sun. Creation science polka. Science classes in our schools taught by superstitious fools. Jerry Falwell sets the rules. Creation science polka.
The universe was fabricated in 6 literal days. The humans and the dinosaurs shared a condo in L.A.
Carbon dating makes us cringe. We're the right-wing lunatic fringe. Jesus died for our sins. Creation science polka.
Teaches that people are disposable. Because to the true humanist, if you are inconvenient, you get in the way, and you don't function right in society, then you're disposed of. And that means, and I don't say this to be inflammatory, but that means that the two greatest humanists in the 20th century have been Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. Because their attitude toward humanism is, let's make the perfect human race, and let's cut out, get rid of anybody who doesn't fit. Now, I'm going to say some things about abortion, different things like that later on in this particular presentation, but get this first thing straight, that true humanism disregards the dignity of a human being. The crazy irony of humanism is that it destroys you as a human.
But the facts took a beating. Common sense took a beating. The values of parents took a beating. But now I think we're making our way back, thanks to what the president's saying and what like a lot of interested citizens are saying.
This is between me and you. I said, that's fine. And I can raise my hand and tell you this because of what I told him. He said, I want you to know that Pat Robertson is now part of the inner circle. And he is no longer harping on the war. And I said, sir, you don't have to tell me anything. I don't already know. I get a theory of it. So, I tell you that.
Is it true you rigged the election?
Oh, I don't mind. We want these children to feel justice has been served.
That way they can sleep soundly tonight on their hard, feculent motel pillows.
I'm encouraged by this. I'm encouraged by the fact that I think we are now focusing on the right issues. The president led the way by talking about the need to direct our energies to questions of the curriculum, the standards, the discipline, to the education of character, to the qualifications of teachers. And I think these things are starting to bear fruit, but we still have a ways to go.
Now, what are the limits of that? How do you protect the Islamic child or a child of no faith or another faith? Do you worry about that?
Well,
I mean, is that cause for,
sure,
for public debate?
Sure, it's a worry in the sense that in a free society, we always have to accommodate, and you know, the First Amendment, not this clause, but the other clause about free speech, it creates problems for us. You know, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater and so on.
Fire! No one comes to the Father but by me. The Bible teaches there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. So it's not trying to force Jewish people to think a certain way or Islam to speak a certain way. Listen, we are presenting God's solution to human sin. It's his own son. And you find awesome peace when you surrender to Jesus Christ. Turn your life over to him. And that's why it is not, listen, that's why it's not just joining a church. That's why it's not just being baptized. That's why it's not just believing in God. Even the devil believes in God.
You don't have the intelligence to rig an election by yourself, do you?
You are just doodads, lackey.
You are Ronnie to his Nancy.
Sonny to his Cher.
Bingo to his rest of the Beatles.
Enough! Lies, lies, lies. I did it. I did it all.
My fellow Americans, I'm speaking to you as a representative of the oral majority. We're affiliated with the Illegitimate Daughters of the American Revolution and the Right to Life Party, Baltimore branch. I wish to address the controversy of
Bob's Lacktime Funhouse.
Undoubtedly, the most depraved, corrupt, scandalous, odious, rank, foul, filthy, lewd, vile, rotten, sordid, tasteless.
Dude, I taste it.
Think about the moral fiber of our nation. Should we risk being perverted?
Right on! What's the dirtiest thing there is?
Oh, boy, don't you!
I'd like a jack in your box.
Wait a minute.
If you try any perversions, and I'll blow your head off.
Crime against humanity and America. But don't take my word for it. Go and see for yourself. You'll find I'm right. And I've never even seen it.
Why?
Because I'm so smart.
Oh, my. Anyway.
Spiritual revolution. Unity. Our nation is going to experience revolution. If it's not a spiritual revolution, if it's not a turning once again to God, then it's going to be a social and perhaps a political revolution. Brother, the far left isn't playing games. The communist isn't laying back. Groups like the SDS and the Brotherhood number 1 and 2 and the Black Panthers, brother, they mean business. And they're calling for revolution. Why don't we like to write them off as just a small little minority, and yet you see it was a small minority in Russia? It's a small minority in China. It's a small minority in Czechoslovakia. The leaders of revolution in the new left are calling for revolution now! And so must we. So must we. We must do it now.
After we'd done all this splendid preparation, it was as if we took an emotional meat cleaver and split them down the middle and destroyed them for life. Do you realize that the number one virtue in America the last 20 or 30 years has been the virtue of tolerance? And you're taught that the most wonderful thing that can be true about you is if you tolerate everybody and everything. Now, you do it in the name of love, right? And if you take a bold and fearless, listen, fearless stand for truth, then you are victimized as a person who is harsh and brutal and unloving and unkind, and you are ostracized from the media because you're not nice. You see what I'm saying? So let me give you an example.
Wow, let me catch the breath on this next one. Does Pat Robertson really believe that the church gives its members power to lay rules on people?
Now, that was the Holy Spirit meeting with the church. We don't realize that if we come together in a church council and we're truly led by the Holy Spirit, we have, as a body in the church, the power to lay rules on people and the power to take them off. And Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. That's what that means.
Hey, I don't like the sound of that.
Life as she saw it was quite simple. You wanted a good time. They, meaning the party, wanted to stop you having it. You broke the rules as best you could. She seemed to think it just as natural that they should want to rob you of your pleasures as that you should want to avoid being caught. She hated the party and said so in the crudest words, but she made no general criticism of it.
Ha! Where the hell have you been?
Listen to your heart.
Why do this in America? We are so selfish. God help us. We are so selfish. God help us. You fight to restore respectability to the work of God. And how do you do that?
Interfering with pregnant women, impersonating schoolgirls, and flogging several dead horses, and cavorting in underpants with semi-naked wenches. Not to mention rock stars playing with themselves.
I did it. I did it all.
There. Is that what you want, you smarmy little bastards?
We want the truth!
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth! No truth handler, you! Bah! I deride your truth handling abilities!
Will you get to the point?
No children have ever meddled with the Republican Party and lived to tell about it.
Were Christians who were a victim of wrong media thinking. Let me give you some other examples. Who is the most effective, who has been the most effective evangelist in America on television the last 20 years? Who do you think?
Rock stars playing with themselves?
Betty Lou, she got pregnant.
pregnant and was addicted to 15 drugs. She went down to the abortion clinic and was accosted by right-wing thugs. Oh, will the fetus be aborted by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting. It's in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Little Mary was just 11, and she was raped by her own dad. Danny Quayle said, have that baby, but another choice she had. Oh, will the fetus be aborted by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting. It's in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Annie's pregnancy would kill her. The doctor's warnings gave her strife. Fundamentalists said, Jesus, take her. She said, I want my right to life. Oh, will the fetus be aborted by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Bridget had two kids already, and an abortion is what she chose. Christian showed her a bloody fetus. She said, that's fine, I'll have one of those. Oh, will the fetus be aborted by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Tanya lived for revolution, wanted to overthrow the state. She had 15 commie babies. Phyllis Schlafly, ain't that great? Or will the fetus be aborted by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. And Reverend Broyles hated abortion, and for a peaceful end he searched. He said, we'll never bomb your clinic. We said, we'll never bomb your church. And will the fetus be aborted by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. It's in the sky, Lord, in the sky. It's in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I don't imagine that we can alter anything in our own lifetime, but one can imagine little knots of resistance springing up here and there, small groups of people banding themselves together and gradually growing and even leaving a few records behind so that the next generation can carry on where we leave off. I'm not interested in the next generation, dear. I'm interested in us. You're only a rebel from the waist downwards.
You're not making this easy.
Oh, it hurts. No.
Oh, Hera. Hold my cigarette and hand me another twist tie, will ya?
Oh, did you sever another artery?
Hey, lie back, okay? You're the patient, remember?
Yeah, and the operating team, and the scrub nurse, and the cleanup crew.
Look at it this way, your work's cut out for you. I mean, I've never seen such a bleeder.
Oh, thanks.
What, are you a member of the Russian royal family or something?
Oh, like one of them homophilaniacs?
Yeah, like something. Uh-huh. Man, look at this. Hey, stop hemorrhaging, will ya?
Hey, I can't help it.
Man, maybe you just need a little more anesthesia.
Okay.
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Damn, you don't go out very easy, do you?
Hey, I can't help bleeding. You cut me open like a hog. Do you have to use a coat hanger? God.
Hey, look, I don't argue with tradition. Coat hangers are time-honored aborting tools.
Oh, yeah, but they mean wire ones. That's one for a real coat. Ow!
Yeah, I was sorry about those splinters, but hey, look, if you know a better method of amateur self-abortion, lead on, McMuff.
Good point. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even hold the hand mirror, much less the Makita in the shop back, but I'm not even pregnant. What do we have to do this anyway?
Sugar Plum. This is going to become much more than just an amusing sideline for us.
You mean me, huh?
Yes, you!
No.
Listen, vapor for brains.
Uh-huh.
I've got an angle on a new gravy train for us. With this tight sphinctered regime holding the whip hand, oh, there's gonna be a thriving underground trade in home pregnancy terminations, and we're riding the curve, baby.
I wouldn't exactly call this a home.
Garage, whatever. It's not like we could get this gore out of the rug.
I know a bush who sure got gore out.
Oh, no!
Whoa!
Oh, no! You are running low on blood. Look! You're not even reddening anymore.
Hey!
Yeah, talk about a serious lack of coagulant.
Dang.
I know, let me get some more Fix-A-Flat.
Oh, God, no, that stuff tastes awful.
Here, chicken.
Let me drink a couple bottles of motor honey instead, okay? What's my flow starting to look like?
Linoleum.
That's so
And
bad.
I just can't figure out why you won't stop hemorrhaging. Besides an obvious lack of willpower on your part.
Why do I have so many of your parts left over after I thought I put everything back in the way it came out?
Hey, you were supposed to keep count.
Wait. Look here, I had the book upside down.
What?
Oh. But wait. You're upside down, too, so you think it would have evened out.
Well, I can't find any fault with the physics either.
Hmm.
But who wrote that text anyway?
Sure, this one?
Funny looking, yeah.
Dr. Crocker.
Dr. Betty Crocker.
That's a freaking cookbook! You used a cookbook on...
Whoa, I guess that means we could have dispensed with a marinade.
Not to mention these dotted lines you drew all over me with that Sharpie permanent marker.
Hey, I had to have some way of telling your brisket from your giblets. Gee, Roll Tide, baby.
Ooh,
this stuff isn't stopping.
Oh.
You know, you're going to have to sop this up with a newspaper and run down to the Quickie Mart and get an embarrassingly large Stiptic pencil.
But that means I have to slip past those protesters outside.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they have been real quiet for a while. Maybe they're losing interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I know all about that.
Here, you start running, and I'll take care of everything.
Okay. Here I go.
Good luck.
Bye.
Boy, she really can't run worth a damn with those things. Yeah, I guess that's about far enough.
Hey, idiot! So what if that woman just took a life? You guys need to get one!
Do you use a second life? She was given to George Bush. She was given to Gerald Ford. She was given to Dick Cheney. And she had a psychologist that brought her out of it and took her to Alaska. And spent many, many months deprogramming her. And she seems to be okay now.
Just won't help you to get laid. To fit in with PC friends, wish you must be sprayed. Hold my hand and come with me. Masturbate with stupid glee. Substitute your dignity with God's. Substitute your dignity with God's. Substitute your dignity with God's. Substitute your dignity with God's.
Pat Robertson gives new meaning to clergy arm twisting. While he is being asked this question by a member of his TV audience, look at what the radical religious right will do when power is given them, even in the lower law enforcement political offices.
Favorite little can of worms.
Yeah.
And in here we have a question that is really quite interesting.
Oh boy, I would say it's old
page. Well, oh, yeah.
We've only got a
question is it scripturally incorrect or to ask and expect Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit to give spirit-filled policemen advance specific notice about where crimes will occur and who will commit them, to give policemen information about where a wanted criminal is hiding? Can't we rely on Jesus to do this on a regular basis instead of an exceptional one?
Why not? Why not God giving us wisdom in areas such as crime control? He gives us wisdom and everything else.
Tuck in that shirt. Get those shoes shined. Take that badge out of your mouth. You're police officers.
Reverend Robertson took this a step further in his own presidential campaign, where he promised a crime-free society by having spirit-filled law enforcement officers. The Holy Spirit, he said, would tell the police in advance who was about to commit a crime so they could arrest him and put him in jail before the crime was committed.
Crime stop means the faculty of stopping short, as though by instinct, at the threshold of any dangerous thought. It includes the power of not grasping analogies, of failing to perceive logical errors, of misunderstanding the simplest arguments if they are inimical to Ingsoc, and of being bored or repelled by any train of thought which is capable of leading in a heretical direction. Crime stop, in short, means protective stupidity. But stupidity is not enough. On the contrary, orthodoxy, in the full sense, demands a control over one's own mental processes as complete as that of a contortionist over his body.
Hey, hi. Can I arrest any of you people for anything?
I did it! I did it all!
There! How do you respond to the charge that petty vandalism, such as graffiti, is down 80%? While heavy sack beatings are up a shocking 900%.
Oh, people can come up with statistics to prove anything, Kent. 40% of all people know that.
I see. Well, what do you say to the accusation that your group has been causing more crimes than it's been preventing?
Oh, Kent, I'd be lying if I said my men weren't committing crime.
Touche.
And also notice that Federal Emergency Management Agency is involved in this.
I never would have imagined.
We're getting ready for something big. Nellis Air Force Base has the 57th MAJ again.
Boring.
The government uses some strange symbols.
Bunch of douchebags.
For their covert operations. MAJ is no question that it's one of the Magi or M-A-J-I operations, or sometimes M-J operation.
Yeah. I thought that kind of thing was very interesting.
You know, that just tells me, you know, not only do we not trust our politicians anymore, and I don't think we should, most of them, you know, I don't think we can.
Oh my God!
Right. But we not only do not trust our politicians, but we don't trust many of our scientists anymore to give us accurate information.
Oh my God!
Which means our culture is
my digestion has been destroyed.
In grave trouble. I mean, that's no news to any of us. But
oh my God!
We don't trust the
call a priest.
The public spokesman for
right there. Oh, that's good.
The scientist, much more.
Farting nuts.
What?
And you know, in the UFO field.
It is also significant that Robertson says the considerations of efficiency ought to outweigh individual rights or privacy. Considerations of the government use of computer data about individuals, and that his own headquarters also operate under lines of high security.
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
And...
Okay.
All you hacker types who whine, you spend too much time online to connect with the divine. Well, there's some software you should see. It'll only function in those systems, not in corporate limbos. Pearly gates for stained glass windows. Boot up God on your PC. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God Revision 3. Those with sexual repression now can email their confession, get absolved in that same session, and do penance virtually. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God Revision 3. Every good and pious hacker goes to heaven. Every slacker is an unarmored attacker in the beta test Doom 3. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion.
I don't know.
Keeping track of those addresses is the toughest of life's messes. And one thing I must confess is you are L-bound, wait and see.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God Revision 3.
Though the net still coughs and wheezes, there's so much out there to please us.
Give your mouse over to Jesus.
Get to heaven, FTP.
Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. Give me that online religion. It's God Revision 3.
Point one.
An example of the radical religious right paranoia they believe our phones are all tapped, every American citizen, and the computers that the government has are looking for certain special words that are subversive. And when you're, everybody might utter a few accidentally, but if you uttered as many as, say, 20 or 30, you are then on the hit list of the government. Watch for such paranoid things as we get close to the election. Here's an example.
And it puts a mark on your line every time you say that one of these 18 key words or 20 or 30 key words. It puts a mark on whatever your phone number is. It says, okay, boop, another mark, another mark, another mark, another mark. This guy's got 150 marks on his line, and everybody else only got like 20. There must be something going on, so they go and they key in on your line.
Yeah, yeah.
And this thing's scanning the phone system constantly. But by them keying in on your line, then they can, you know, record your line. Like in a town of about 100,000 people, they got 5,000 lines. Ann Arbor, Michigan, they got 5,000 lines in that last fall.
I have to kill you.
Oh, I'm nuts.
Because you want to know that you're providing your congregation someone who really cares about what's going on in our society today, and I thought that you might be interested to hear what we have to say.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I do appreciate the voter guidance that the Christian Coalition provided for us, but I got to be honest with you, I'm a little worried about the church getting involved in politics and all.
Well, you know, encouraging Christians to vote doesn't really have to be political. When we do it properly, and it's totally nonpartisan, in fact, it's part of Christian citizenship.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit about the Christian citizenship.
Well, let's go over this packet and I'll explain it as we go along.
Okay, one thing we want to talk about, somebody volunteer, what's the difference between the first presentation and the second presentation?
Well, I think the first man didn't necessarily have an appointment, but the second man made a proper appointment.
Exactly, he made an appointment.
The personal test
to you. Talk about, if you don't
personally
know, very often you aren't
going
to get response.
We want to provide service to you as pastor. We know already your faith is very full, and we want to provide a way to encourage the congregation to help inform them without laying on additional responsibility to you.
Oh boy, I like that.
Here's a letter from Ralph Reed.
It says here that I can state from the pulpit who I support in an election. And, you know, I don't know about that, but, you know, it's good to know that I can.
Well, you know, as long as you say it, your personal choice, not the church, certainly do that. But again, you know, I think it's something that each pastor has to make his own personal decision on. But it is important that they know that.
Have you been able to follow along with the packet with that? Okay, so they went through the letter from Ralph Reed.
You know, what we really want to provide to the church was information on current issues. One of the biggest problems with Christian citizenship is that the only information most Christians receive is from the secular media. And we want to get the information from the Christian-based sources that will give them an alternative view of what the media is saying.
Well, there you have it, Seekers. The idyllic time that was January 2001. And I thought that was all we had to worry about. Oh, we had some songs in there by Billy C. Wirtz and the Rudy Schwartz Project that really punched things up. And a lot of crazy preachers, and some of the crazy preachers were courtesy of this bizarre CD that I found at a St. Vincent de Paul in Kennesaw. It was a pamphlet with a CD tucked in it that said, "The Hijacking of the Christian Church, This Will Preach." And what it was one concerned conservative Christian who, alarmed by all the saber rattling he was witnessing, actually wired himself and went into Christian Coalition meetings to spy and release this CD. I still need to do a search on the web to see if these people are still around. The return address on it was Purgatory Station, P.O. Box 9112, Durango, Colorado, 81302. But, oh, I have to applaud them for the job they did. Oh, out there on the front lines in the early days of the scare. Oh, and speaking of being on the front line, Seekers, if you want information about how to join the Church of the Subgenius and fight the evil that we experience tonight, all you have to do is drop a line to Bob at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. And maybe you'll be able to latch onto something that'll get you through the coming rough times, because, brother, they ain't roughened up yet. Oh, but for now, lie back in your soft bed, seekers, and let those delicate tissues knit. You'll need it. Good night.